Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain has given emergency approval to a new COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It becomes the world's first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations against a disease that has sickened nearly 64 million people worldwide, including more than 1.4 million deaths. Germany estimates it will take until 2022 to vaccinate the whole population against COVID-19 due to capacity limits. The head of an expert panel that will help decide in which order people should receive the vaccine told a German newspaper, quote, "You would need 100 days to vaccinate 15 million people." Germany is rushing to prepare vaccination centers across the country so it can start offering shots quickly once a vaccination has been approved in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said 60 to 70% of the population would need to acquire immunity either via a COVID-19 vaccine or through infection in order for the government to lift restrictions. Vaccination will not be mandatory in Germany. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating whether there was a secret scheme to lobby White House officials for a pardon. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
It reveals individuals suspected of having acted to secretly lobby White House officials to secure a pardon or sentence commutation. In a related scheme, it also reveals a substantial political contribution was floated in exchange for a pardon or reprieve of sentence. A Justice Department official speaking on condition of anonymity says no government official is the target of the investigation. In a Tuesday night tweet, President Trump said, quote, "Pardon investigation is fake news." Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has given extra protection to the prosecutor.